next episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Hi, Corinne. Hello. Welcome back. How's your week, honey? It was good. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of hectic.
Why?
Because what do you have to do? I have to work and do everything. I'm like a podcast editor, a podcaster, a bridal stylist, an owner.
Literally.
Content creation. A wife, a mom. And those probably are my shittiest jobs. Like, I do the shittiest at those
two. Gianna. No, you don't. Stop.
Probably.
I have no patience. I wouldn't be able to edit this shit. Mm-hmm. I just come in here and I start yapping.
But, I mean,
I could never. I just don't have the patience. I can't. I have to get my nails done after the podcast today, and I'm dreading just sitting there.
Really?
I cannot, because I'm thinking about all the other things I could be doing.
Yeah. So, speaking of, my nail broke twice already, and I'm really upset about it.
Mine did, too.
And I want to go and get my nails done. Where are you going?
I'm going tonight to be polished in Babylon, right down the block from my house. So literally, I walk there.
Are they, like, amazing?
I could walk there, but I don't.
Yeah, and that's dumb.
Well, my girl left. My girl Kim left.
Oh, my God.
She texts me. We talk in Korean. I go to the Google Translate, and I talk to her in Korean. Because I'll show you. She got fired, and I'm very fucking upset about it.
So, does she not speak any English?
She doesn't speak any English.
Okay. Wait, why'd she get fired?
I don't know, but it's, like, really upsetting. So we have, like, conversations going back and forth in Korean. See?
I thought all these businesses were, like, families. I don't know why. I always think that.
See, look, this is me and her conversation in Korean.
Wow.
Like, I do Google Translate. But sometimes
Are you afraid that it's going to translate something
sometimes
incorrectly?
Sometimes I do go back and do it from Korean to English. I'm like, I'm not telling her to, like, throw a rabbit out in the middle of the street. Like, sometimes it translates fucking weird, but it gets the point across. So she messaged me and saying, I'm not with Be Polished anymore. And then I get a text message. Because listen, I tip well.
Yeah.
I tip
too.
Well because I'm
in weird with that.
I'm in the service industry. Yeah. And they work very hard. And, you know, like, you have to deal with probably, like, the twattiest of twats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to take care of you if you, you know, yeah. Whatever. So, like, when I walk in, I'm like, oh, I'll give you your massage. Because I can't just sit there. You have to do something. Like,
so you get the massage when you go.
I have to.
I never do.
No,
I've gotten it like twice.
Like a 40-minute massage. Because if they don't, yes, because if I'm sitting there and I'm like not. Like,
do you like close your eyes?
Are yeah,
you
I
like
close really my eyes. I love it? Every minute of it. Of course I do.
Really?
Some people, I'm like, don't fucking come near me, bitch. And she comes near me like, fuck. And there was like 20 more minutes. I'm like, I guess so, Doreen.
So our girls come at my place. They come up to you and they're like, oh, do you want a massage? A free massage. And then, but then you have to like tip her. And it's 5 minutes.
Mine's
and then if you want more, you pay. I think it's $1 a minute.
I don't know what it is. All I know is that like I really have to not do this.
Well, what do
like,
you pay her?
I don't remember. Because like I'll walk out like fill in a pedicure and a massage. Like I'm spending like two something. And then on top of that, I give cash tip. Like a good tip. And Kim was my girl. Like, I used to try
So you're probably, yeah, if you're getting a 40-minute massage, you're probably paying $4.
Right.
I'm almost positive it's $1 a minute.
And they yell, and then the reason why I don't like this one, the reason why I don't like the person that's doing my nails now, because I fucking get them down. I don't want to look at my nails and see that. Like, I want them as fucking short as possible.
Really?
I hate long nails. When I put my contacts in the morning, I can't, like, you know, I'm like, I just don't
function.
Like them long. So, and then I don't have to go back as frequent. Like, I want them down. I want to, like, bleed. I want my toenails to bleed. I want them to cut fucking so short that I see blood. I tell them that I left. And they're like, ha ha. I'm like, no, bitch. Like, fucking cut my fucking
do you
nails.
See my facial expression?
I don't care. Because I have no fucking patience. I can't, like, I have to, like, I'm dreading it. And Rob's like, you get a break. You get a break to yourself. I'm like, bitch. I'm like, I don't like sitting there for 2 hours.
But, okay. I'm not huge on like sitting there too. Like when I get my lashes, my nails, my hair, like, but like, it depends on like where I'm going. Like, you know, I talk to my lash girl, my hair girl, like I talk to all of them, the hair guy, but like when I go to get my nails, I really don't talk to him. So like, this is me getting my nails done. I swear to God.
No.
And I'm just like, and then I'm like, I think I'm getting dizzy. Like as he, and then I start thinking, what if I pass out in the chair? Like, are they talking about, like, so many things go through my head because I'm not talking to anybody.
So you're, like, overthinking.
I'm, like, totally overthinking the whole process.
So we're having mental
breakdowns.
And then
the girls will come over and be like, oh, do you want massage? And I go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But because they hurt.
I like, love it. I used to go
like,
to another
really
place.
In there.
I had Carmen and she had, like, hands of steel and I loved it. Oh. Like, I want to be sore the next day. Unless don't fucking touch me. Anyway. So you know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
The other day. Or was it a post that someone posted something? I don't know how to say it. I don't like when people say, oh, this dress flatters you. We should get something that flatters you.
Yes. Well, that's like the F word. That's like the worst word that you can use nowadays, especially in the plus size community.
Is that a thing?
They don't want, yeah, nobody, people don't want you to say flattering. And if you do, right, that means you're completely out of touch, basically.
Right. Because who are you to tell someone, like, if they feel, we're not here to tell you what flatters you.
Yeah. So we've gotten this a lot lately on our Instagram account, which is crazy.
Oh,
because people always be like, why do you allow? Okay. So I don't know, everyone out in podcast world knows Abby Bible. She was in our store. Yeah, she got her dresses with us. Great. Amazing girl. Super sweet. Fun. Like the appointment was fun. Amazing. So her reel got like a ton of views, tons of comments, rightly so. The girl's, you know, she's an influencer. A lot of people, I was reading through the reviews just the other day, like the little posts and stuff and the comments, and a lot of people were like, why did you allow her to try on these dresses that were like tight on her? And I'm like, and then a couple people were literally, I swear to God, you can go read the post. A couple people said, I would never shop in your store because I'm afraid of what you would let me leave like, basically, in a nutshell. Like, you're doing a disservice to women. You're allowing them to just buy. Do I come to your home and be like, your house is decorated ugly? Like, how dare you? Should I stand in Home Goods when you're buying that ugly fucking throw blanket for your, that doesn't match your orange curtains and be like, you shouldn't buy that? Like, do you go at the Home Goods cash register and say, she let me buy this?
I do, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
What?
Fucking kidding. I've never been to Home Goods. Anyway.
What? I've never been to Home Goods. Hold on.
No, I've never been in a Home Goods. I've never. I don't like shopping. Anyway, wait, go back to this.
Okay, I'm going back.
It isn't, and we can talk about that. Then you can rip me apart because I know I see it in your fucking eyes. It is not our job to tell people what they can or cannot wear.
It is absolutely not our job.
If someone is comfortable in a form-fitting gown and they think they look amazing and they're beautiful and they are happy and they love it, wear that fucking form-fitting gown.
100%. If you feel... It doesn't matter. If you want to rock that dress, you should be able to rock 100%. The dress. 100%.
It's all deflection. It's all fucking deflection.
Yeah, and really we've talked about this a couple times on the podcast. This one,
but it's
though,
very important.
With the flattering thing really hit home a little bit, because I was like, how many people in that one post, and me and Gianna do the mother-daughter ones, and they say all the time, that's not flattering on her. Yeah. Okay, who are you?
Who are you?
Because if you look at the post and look at like all the comments, let's say they're split 50-50. Yeah. Half the people are like, oh my God, she looks beautiful in that dress. And the other half are like, that's disgusting. Right. That's not flattering.
Literally.
Who are you
that.
To say? Because the person that just posted after you is like, she looks beautiful in it. Yeah. So it just shows that everyone has like a different vision of like what beauty is and like what they think looks attractive or stylish or whatever it is. And like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, what is wrong with these people?
Body dysmorphia is real.
I have it backwards, so it's
It
fine.
Is fucking real. No, you don't. You have it perfectly. You have it perfectly.
I just don't. I'm like, I feel like, do you feel like that, though?
No, I don't.
Do you don't care?
No.
Yeah. Like, you'll wear things that make you feel good. And if that's you didn't want to wear them, then that's your decision.
100%. Right. I just wouldn't wear it. Like, whatever makes me feel happy.
Yeah. But so this girl is in our store and she's shopping for her wedding dress and I'm supposed to stand there and tell her, or any girl for that matter, any bride that comes in, you want me to stand there and tell this bride, oh, I'm so sorry. You have a belly, so you probably shouldn't try on any fitted gowns.
Everyone that comments on those posts are, like, disgusting. I said again, like, late. Like, not even mid-age. It's like, it's unfortunate. It's like older females
who grew up
in the Slim Fast, Jenny Craig, Trim Spa era.
Yeah, there are some that are younger.
Yes.
There are some. But
they're
almost like brainwashed,
so. 100%. And they just want to see curvier woman in a full sleeved dress. Like, that's what they want, that dress on them, because that's what they
want them to be completely covered up. I don't want to see any of your body parts protruding. Don't show your arms. Don't show your belly. Right. Don't show your butt. Don't show anything. And the fact that like anyone anywhere would even remotely say to someone, this looks so flattering on you, or let me show you what looks flattering on you,
I would never
is an
say
absolute
that.
Insult.
If
to
a bride walks
a plus
in,
size
and
person.
Even if it's not even a plus size, even if it's like a mid size, or even if it's a tinier body, if they, let me show you what's flat, like, fuck off. Like, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's how it should always
tell
be.
Tell me what you envision. I always ask the brides when they come in here. Tell me what you're envisioning for your wedding. What do you see yourself what do you see yourself wearing? Do you see yourself wearing a fitted gown? Do you see yourself wearing, you know, an A-line, a ball gown? Like, what is it that you see? Mm-hmm. And tell me, and I will pull accordingly.
Right.
You know, I love when girls are like, let me try on all the different silhouettes so they can really see. Because some girls will come in and say...
They'll come in jaded and be like, oh, I can't wear that. But then they put on like, holy shit.
And I'm like, Chloe, you have the perfect hourglass figure or perfect figure to wear a fitted gown.
Yeah.
And again, I hate saying that too, but some girls are like, again, like thinking, I can't wear that.
Because that's what society but they can. Tells them.
Anyone can wear it. It doesn't matter what your silhouette is. Anyone can wear it. But there's girls that come in and they say, I can't wear that. I'm like, of course you can.
I remember when I used to be on the floor, some girls I came in here were like broken.
There's a lot of girls. Like, totally, and I feel bad. It's sad. It's really sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm going to be on the floor, back on the floor tomorrow.
Dream
Dress Bride. That's going to be crazy? So much fun.
It's so crazy.
I'm so excited.
It is.
I can't wait to beat you and have her pick my dress because I'm going to. In 30 minutes.
My selling rate is flat. Like, my selling rate's pretty high this month. So.
What was my selling rate when I used to work here?
I don't know, like 4% or something.
Jenna, why are you fucking smiling? Fuck off.
Fuck. Just tell my daughter to fuck off.
Why are you smiling?
Because she's laughing at her mother. Okay. Because she's funny.
She's a joke.
I'm going to go back and find your selling rate.
Go back and find my I want to know right now.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see.
I was selling those dresses like hotcakes. Speaking of hotcakes.
I wonder how to do that.
What the fuck is going on with the fires? Oh, Gianna knows. Gianna is like, oh, hold on.
Oh, Gianna, wait. You got her selling rate already?
Is there a parade outside?
I don't know. It's question. Crazy. Here, associate reports. We'll see how it is.
Did you see the fire at Bridal Reflections?
Did I see the... Yes, I did.
How fucking sad and awful.
Very sad. I'm so happy that, like, nobody was hurt, though, and that none of the dresses, like, number bridal one, dresses sure, were... Sure,
but also, like... Wait, first of all, tell me my fucking selling rate, then we'll get into
it. It takes me a second. Hold on here.
What are you looking at, Bridal Live?
Yeah, of course. When did you work here? 2019? I don't remember. I mean, I'll just do from 2019 to now.
I don't think I was here in 2019. Was I?
It doesn't matter.
No, because that was COVID. I want to know. Oh, well, no, I really started after COVID.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Are you looking it up, John?
No, you didn't. You were here before COVID, Cassidy. You stopped after COVID.
Well, I stopped after I had a child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you stopped in.
I never stopped. I just scaled back.
So your overall closing rate was 62%.
That's great, no?
That's very
good. It's not that great, actually. I'm going to beat that.
You think you're going to beat that?
I didn't fucking lie. I don't like that at all. That's just a little bit over half. Basically, it is half, and that's not right. Is that really what it was?
It depends on how many, like, so you, while you were here, you took like 72 brides.
Do you hear my stomach growling?
I do. No.
Is that a lot? So how many did I sell from
those? It's hard because I don't know when exactly you left. And I know like you went out and then COVID. So it's hard to say like how many years that's based off of.
That doesn't seem like a lot. Anyway.
Well, you only worked on weekends for a little
bit. That's true. Right. Because I had a full-time job.
That's right.
Fires.
Yeah.
That was scary. Let's get
back to that. It was very scary.
Also, I have to say, I know for a fact that I don't think any orders were affected.
No orders were affected. They actually went on, which... The news needs to calm down.
News 12. I love 12. We all know that I love News 12 and I love Eric Cole, but sit the fuck down.
It's not just them, though. There were actual people going on there and, like, spreading and, like, saying things. But, like, the news stations were saying, like, their captions.
Hold on. I have to find it.
And I know it's like, okay, you're pulling people in. But let me just say this. This isn't NBC. This is a local station. Anyone that knows Bridal Reflections, which is a well-known bridal shop, they've been in business for what, over 50 years or something? So anyone's going to be like, oh my God, there was a fire at Bridal Reflections. I'm opening up this ad, this article.
Literally, brides panic over, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no one was going to be like, oh, what's Bridal Reflections? It's a household name. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And good for freaking them. 50-something years. Congrats.
Right. Congratulations, Bridal Reflections. But that's scary.
And scary that you have the fire. But I'm saying, like, 50 years, that's freaking impressive.
It is impressive. And how many shops? They have one in the... It's a family business?
That's a family business.
So they have New York City, they have Carr Place, and Massapequa. I read that they're going to be operating at the Carr Place one, the Massapequa one, which is fine.
Yeah. Not that far.
No, thank God. Listen, everyone's
people
okay.
travel for their dresses. 100. It doesn't matter.
And you should.
But, yeah.
Thank
it's
God
like the Bridal Reflections is like the OG.
It is the OG.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, it's sad that that happened to them.
Right.
Know?
But everyone also, like, leave them the, like, you're, like, even if your God dresses forbid,
are fine. They said, I think one of the owners, actually, I think both of the owners that are currently owning it.
Yeah.
Went on and, like, I saw, like, posts.
Right.
Not posts, you know how but, like, in the post, them being, like, you know, we understand everyone's concern. Nobody's bridal gowns were affected. It wasn't in that area. Wherever they store the gowns, that's not where it was.
Inundated with.
Oh my God. Listen, when we had the fire in Sayville, that fire didn't even come this way. And we were being bombarded with phone calls.
You know what?
People panic.
Let me tell everyone out
but
there.
There's
the news.
This
is why we do not keep orders. We cannot. If you're getting married in 2026.
Come get your dress. Come get your dress.
And
do
that's
not
why
leave
you
here.
Don't. Let's just say you come in as a bride and you're getting married in 2026, right?
Yes.
You won't place the order for the dress till it gets a little bit closer.
No,
right?
So we do place the order, but we fudge their date, and okay. Then I will just push the date closer to the wedding.
Right.
So the designer will ship it closer.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the day when we used to charge people a fee to keep your dress here.
Yeah, we don't do that
first
anymore.
First of all, we don't have the fucking room. Like, yeah. Hello, there's 600, 800, how many fucking dresses are on the showroom floor?
Like six and change, right. Probably.
And then back, our storage isn't that big, but God forbid
no,
something.
No, our storage is small.
Right. God forbid something happens here. Bring it. Oh, I don't want.
It's
oh,
a nightmare.
But I don't want. Like,
it would be a literal nightmare.
Take it and bring it to your.
Yeah. When people come in and they fight me on it, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I'm being honest with
you.
Do
people fight you on it?
I'm like.
Risky.
It's very risky.
Because we can't control,
like,
what happens
people,
here.
People will come in and they'll be like, oh, I don't understand why you can't hold my dress
they
if I pay
no
it.
No one understands anything.
And I'm like, okay, well, and I explain to her, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I have a coffee shop on one side. They make, like, they make food. They have little ovens. They have a whole, God forbid.
Right.
And then I have on the other side, I have the Greek restaurant.
Yep.
It's the
delicious.
The
oh, we should get that for lunch today.
I love Greek. We should go over there and eat. It's so cute over
Road
there.
Trip.
Road trip.
Put our GoPros on and watch her eat our gyros. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, I'm like, just take your dress.
Take your fucking dress.
When they fight me, I'm like, all right, look. I'm like stuck between a rock and a hard place because I know, like, in my head, I'm like, this is so not, like, just take your dress with you.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Like, one woman had asked me, it was just a couple weeks ago. She goes, well, I don't understand. She goes, aren't you insured? Yes, I am insured. Of course I'm insured. I'm insured. My insurance is so expensive. It's ridiculous. But here's the thing. If something happens,
yes.
So I'll get the money for the insurance.
Great.
And it'll cover everything. And perfect. I could give out refunds accordingly. I can't get you a dress.
No, bitch.
And by the time that insurance money kicks in and I would get anything or see anything.
Right.
Because they'd have to do invest. There would be like a whole big process.
Oh my God, it's an arson
investigation,
right?
I wouldn't even see. It would be after your wedding most likely. So then what? Because the girls that are in the back, your wedding is now. Your wedding is in like a couple of months or 4 months or whatever it is, 5 months. So.
But also, anything could literally happen.
Anything.
Squirrels.
Oh.
Getting in.
Squirrel, that's crazy.
And we've talked about this on the last podcast, but for people that are just tuning in right now,
yeah,
Corinne.
Just pick up your dresses.
Let me just tell you, during COVID, Corinne's home. And it's funny now, but when it happened, it wasn't funny. Corinne gets a phone call, and it was during COVID, no one was around. Corinne gets a phone call from like a jogger in Sable. He was out for like a power walk. Sees the number in the old shop, calls the number. He's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm taking a walk in Sayville and there's a squirrel chewing on one of your dresses in your fucking
window. Yeah.
And you were like, what?
I was like, what? I think he left it on the voicemail.
On the voicemail. Corinne goes in. To the
no!
Shop, or what happened?
We went on the camera. I'm not going in a shop with a squirrel.
So Corinne goes on the camera and you see it, right?
Yes. We saw the squirrel and we were like.
You called it.
I was like, oh my God, what do we do?
I thought she was.
We tried to catch it.
When she called me, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, what, bitch? I'm like, there's no. I'm like, okay. You're
and
like,
it's
no,
COVID,
Cassidy.
So no one
it
can
is
really.
Literally, it is bad. I remember it was my first time back in the shop after COVID. I just wanted to go in there. I walked in. The squirrel came in from the roof because the last building that we're in, it was a fucking disaster. Came in from the roof, must have cut its little squirrel nose on a chandelier.
Yeah, it fell.
Blood splattered on our blood. Literally, like I remember.
It was blood
I
everywhere.
We had to go through each dress and pick out the blood because imagine crazy. Coming in like, oh, I'm going to try a dress on. And you look down like, what is this fucking blood? Blood. he was trying to nibble and getting out of places. Dresses were ripped. Dresses had like squirrel shit, squirrel feces on it. When I walked in, there was also peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the floor. So I go to Craig, I'm like, what was he fucking catering to his goddamn squirrel friends? They were trying to catch
him, but they couldn't. It took them two or three days to catch him.
So 2 or 3 days worth of damages in this. Yeah. It was fucking
but
terrible.
That we don't know, like, how much damage he did from the get-go, but that's how much he did. Like, that's how much he did total. So we don't know how long the squirrel's in there. We never had the video of him. I don't remember if we had the video of him falling out of the ceiling. Because the problem was he was too small, right. So the camera didn't pick him
and
up.
And the squirrel survived. Everyone just know
yes,
that.
Yes, the squirrel did survive. We did not kill him.
But tell them how much money in damages.
It was $86,000, I think, in retail. And it was COVID, and we had only opened up a year and a half prior to that.
What?
So it ruined, like, 56 gowns, I think it was.
Insane.
It was a lot. Like, I was Corinne, like, oh, my yes. God.
And then Corinne had, I'll never forget it, like, you know, time went by. For, it was, like, very, it was traumatic and really upsetting.
It was very traumatic.
But now we can, like, laugh about it. But, like, I remember when things started to lighten up, and we're like, okay, we're fine. You put a squirrel statue on the front desk.
There's still a squirrel in the window a little. Yeah. And that's our store mascot. We love squirrel.
Yeah.
No, because, honestly, if it wasn't for that squirrel, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we love that little
guy. That squirrel changed our little... That squirrel changed the whole trajectory. Right.
So if you're out there eating your nuts, little guy, we love you so much.
Eating your nuts.
Don't fucking come back and visit, though. We don't want
no,
that
we
shit.
Don't care about you. Fuck off. Just get out of here.
All right, so it's not our job to tell you what you do and you do not look flattering. And you come in here, it's a safe space. If you want to try on a fitted gown and society has told you not to, they can go fuck themselves. We will get pull fitted gown for you.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be you. Like, listen, I'll go. We've made curvy godmothers, to get back to that situation. Oh. We've made curvy godmothers being like, oh, if you have this body type, you know, and you want to look taller, you can wear this type of gown, right. You can wear that. Yes. But it's not our job to tell you.
Right.
What you can and cannot wear based on your body type.
And that's on the other foot, though, like, that. I've had brides that are in smaller bodies, like tinier brides that want to wear a giant ball gown. Oh, don't wear that. People, it will swallow you whole. Shut the fuck up.
Well, first of all, you have to find the right ball gown for you.
But not even that. But
and ball gowns are trending right now. So if you want to
fucking tell her it's going to, she can fucking do whatever she wants. It goes both ways here. We're not just talking about, like, plus size.
Oh yeah, it's for
bodies.
Anybody. It doesn't matter because we've had many girls come in here saying, "Oh my god, I can't wear that." Like you said, yeah.
Like this shouldn't even be. This shouldn't have to be, but it is, and now we.
No,
have
to it shouldn't.
About
it shouldn't have to be. It shouldn't have to be.
In lieu, everybody go fuck yourselves.
In lieu.
In I hate no, that. In not in lieu. In
I think that's it. Isn't in, it? In lieu of
no.
Oh no, that's the other.
In conclusion.
In conclusion.
Stop being an insta-twat. I can't even look at those comments anymore when you post something. I'm not, because I get very upset.
So those the people that say flattering are the insta-twat of the week.
Okay. But then they're going to come back and be like, but we're only trying to be... No, you're not trying to be. Like, nothing... It's like... It's kind of like a backhanded... It's like a backhanded comment. It's like telling a plus size... Oh, you have such a pretty face. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, like, no one said that. Didn't have a fucking pretty face. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean...
Anyway.
So, okay, you want to hear a really funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, so the other day.
Of course I do.
Of course you do. Okay, so the other day, this is not bridal related at all.
Okay, we love
but it kind of has to do with, like, what?
Good, I love it.
Okay, so we're in the drive-thru. The other night, where'd we go, Gianna? Ulta?
Yes.
We were, like, after
Ulta has
work.
A drive-thru?
No. The other night, we went to Ulta. We went to Best Buy because my AirPods, which should be my tire this week, but that's... Whoa!
I can't. My mouth hurts, so I can't really, like, come out of my mouth. I have to, like, go.
I'm fairly certain that my soul just left my body.
I got my wisdom tooth pulled, so it hurts fine, but it's a little sore. So when I sneeze, I have to let it out that way because I can't go. Because then it hurts, so I have to, like, go that way.
You're literally scared.
I'm fairly certain. What are you, a Charles Dickens character? I'm fairly certain. Shut the fuck up. Go ahead. You went the drive-thru.
I can't. My you heart is beating a mile a minute. You scared the bejesus out of me.
What the fuck did you think was happening?
I don't know. You look at that. Why do you sneeze like that?
I don't sneeze like that. My wisdom tooth is still a little sore. The area where they pulled my tooth out. So when I sneeze, it's all connected. So I have to, like, go through... All right, you were... Okay, go ahead. Ulta, Best Buy.
Okay. I'm crying. Literal, look.
Literally.
Literally. Okay. Let me try to get through this now, because now I can't see. So we go to Ulta and Best Buy because my AirPods broke again. This is like my friggin' fourth pair in like 2 years.
This bitch has always got her AirPods in. Always.
Always. That's why. I just like wear them down. If anyone has a trick to fixing them, I'd love to hear. And don't tell me about the Apple Podcare, AirPod, whatever the hell. It's stupid. Yeah. I might as well just buy a new pair. So, by the way, also too, they're on sale at Best Buy right now for $169. So if anyone needs AirPods, second generation.
Best Buy, our new... But they're actually new sponsor. Panera. Well, Panera was last Fred, week. Salad Oakdale Diner. And now it is Best Buy.
We love you, Best Buy. Yes. So, okay. So on the way home, it was getting late. And the kids were like, oh, let's stop at McDonald's. I'm like, okay, we're not going to door dash it because we're literally on the road.
Literally.
So I'm like, let's just, we'll go through the drive through. Gianna placed the order on the app.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get in the drive through. What were we talking about? I don't know. Trash. So we were
talking about literal garbage talking about, or like just
no,
trash?
Like trash talking.
Oh.
And then I was like, I don't even remember about what. And I look over. And there's, like, a camera, like, because we were sitting at the pay window for, like, an hour, it felt like.
Yeah.
Like, waiting for the food. They must have, like, run out of fries or some shit. So, we're sitting there, and the camera is, like, literally right, like, in my face. And I'm like, Gianna.
Did you take a picture of it, Gianna?
She did take a picture. Didn't you
take a picture? Oh, my God. Send it to me right now.
So, Gianna takes a picture, and because I'm like, you have to take a picture for the Circassity we have to talk about on the podcast. Because I go, do you think that they're, like, does that camera have sound? Like, are they in there being like, look at these
assholes. Bitches. Wait, send it to me right now. Were you talking shit about them?
No, thank God. But I was like, I've never even realized.
Did she send it to me?
Listen, there are cameras everywhere. Everything that you say. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Show the people.
That's like invasive.
It's like right in my car. Like I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah. Like
there's cameras everywhere. Like you ain't getting away with shit.
No, you're not. I always.
And I'm like, I'm wondering if it has sound. I feel like it does.
You know what the weird thing is? It's always insane to me. People that like try to like break into a home because they are going to have a Ring camera.
And I feel like everyone has a Ring.
I was watching News 12 this morning and.
Wait,
this man
the was guy was trying to break the doorbell
with he's looking in the camera with his knife. He's like, hey, full face, like, hi, like, we know what color you're on. We know everything about you. Like, are you stupid? I saw that.
It was kind of creepy.
Are you dumb? Wait, the biggest fear that I have. So my Ring camera is sensitive. And like, we live right off Main Street. Literally, like, the bar is right behind my house. Right. So we get a lot of traffic, a lot of walking traffic or whatever. And the Ring camera like tends to go off. I'll never forget it. I wake up at like at least 3 times a night. I'm just that kind of bitch. Like I'm always up. I'm going to get a drink of water. Yeah. I'm like, I'm drinking my water. I'm going to the bathroom. So I'll see a notification like detects a person at your front door. And sometimes it's nothing. So, like it could be the Amazon because Amazon comes at like weird times.
They do. They're like 4 a.m. 2:30.
It was like a Saturday night and I get up to go to the bathroom and it's like we detected someone at your door. It's 3 a.m. And I look at the Ring camera and my biggest fear is like I'm going to look and I'm going to see the people with like the Purge fucking staring back at me. Keep in mind, my backyard is a bar. So I'm like, all right, it's only a matter of time. I see this girl, like, and like, you know, the Ring camera makes you look fucking horrifying unless it's at nighttime.
Yes, it is. Because it's like,
Straight, very, like pin straight hair.
Like the girl from the Ring.
And she's just like looking in the camera and like going like this and like looking, and my door has like a little thing, like looking atop. And this was me in bed. I was like, what? I'm like, someone's at the door. And it was a notification for an hour ago. And I showed him. He's like, Cass, they're clearly, because there was a man behind her.
Uh-huh.
He's like, they were clearly fucking drunk. And like, they didn't realize what was going on. But that is my biggest.
Wait, they were in your backyard though?
No, they were at my front door, looking in my front door. Didn't even ring the bell.
But that's just so kind of weird.
I know, it's weird, but like, the way my house is, it's, what? What?
That would be Paul's reaction. Oh, they're drunk. Hello.
Meanwhile, I'm like, get Scarlett, bring her in.
Why? Why are there men that are like this? Like, please, I need you. I don't want you to panic. I want you to be like, I'm going to get my weapon. Like, what is happening?
I have a bat in my hand. I'm ready to throw down. You're like,
my machete's under the bed.
Oh, it's all right. They're just drunk. Back to fucking sleep.
Yes, that would be Paul. I could literally be like, babe. There's somebody unlocking the door, and he'd be like, "All right, go let them in, make them popcorn." Like, he'd be
there's a man walking upstairs to our room right now. Like, all right, well,
Go and find him.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Quick. Ask him if he's cold, if he needs a blanket.
No, I don't know. Men are just so fucking dumb.
No, but not all men are like that. Because my dad was always like, I'll get up and check.
Yes.
But Paul is so, like, non... Meanwhile, I'm like, I don't get it.
I don't get
he's
it
like,
either.
There's certain things that he's, like, an alarmist. And there's other things I'm like, this you're not freaking worried about?
Right. Does that ever
like, the dogs aren't barking. I'm like...
No, I know. Like, what the fuck?
I think my dogs, Zeppelin and Maverick, would rip somebody apart. I'm not kidding. And they're doodles.
But they should. Like, they're...
They, when that doorbell rings, we have, I have to start, yes. Gianna, we have to start taking video, well, saving the Ring camera
but
video.
That's old dogs.
No, girl. My dogs lose their shit. We need to take video of my, the door dashers.
Oh.
It, these people must jump like 800 feet in the air. Is these dogs come out and they're like, woo, woo, woo. Like
they go
come,
to the front door and they're like, what's up, motherfucker? They go to the front
door. Zeppelin jumps so high that his whole body is like this. He's like, oh.
What's it's the big ass dog? What's
the black and white one.
Oh, that's, what's his name?
Zeppelin.
It's a big ass dog. It's a horse.
He's literally a horse.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah, he's so, he's big. And now Maverick... is a Burmese and a...
No idea what that fucking means.
He's like a Burmese poodle. I don't freaking know. A Bernedoodle? That's what he is. A Bernedoodle.
You know
and he's say. So... He's getting big too. And he has like creepy Muppet eyes. I know you're not a dog lover. But these not dogs, dog when the bell rings...
Not a dog lover. Not an animal lover.
Video of a
DoorDash,
you're
getting scared.
Stop it.
Oh my god, let's
it's
show
the
it.
It's funniest one, but it's the only one I have.
I'm gonna make a freaking...
You text it to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to make an...
Put
if
the sound on.
Hold on.
Gianna, send it to my phone because I can plug it into the video. Okay. I don't know how
where
we got on
it?
This subject, but I'm like dying because they're like, the dogs are so nuts.
I didn't get... Oh, here.
Oh, because the Ring cameras.
Hold on. I got to watch this to get the reaction. Here he comes up the stairs to the Ritz.
Put the sound on.
It's on. This motherfucker.
You can hear them on the thing.
Wait. My favorite. He's like, he jumped. Man, that's fucking scary.
But by the way, that's four dogs. And one is like 6 pounds. And she's the loudest of them all. You can hear her. She's like, let me at him. Let me at him. Meanwhile, I'm like, what are you going to do?
Aurora's like, I'm going to fuck you up, this little baby thing.
Yeah.
You know
and
how
the
I
other
feel
two
about
are
animals.
Right behind her. And then Rocco is just, they just, Zeppelin and Maverick have very aggressive barks. Rocco's yeah. very like.
Because when you see them, they're not scary, like looking dogs.
They're not scary looking dogs. The but dog I'm telling you, I honestly believe if someone walked in my house, Zeppelin and Maverick would like,
I mean,
would
I'm
not
sure
be a good
would.
Situation.
You know, it's funny we're talking about this. So I'm not an animal person. I don't we wish know. Anything bad about them, but I'm just, I don't know. You know what? Anything that doesn't know how to wipe its own ass, I really don't want anything to do with. I know everyone's like, well, what about babies? Well, those bitches will know how to fucking wipe their own ass one day. So I'm just not really a dog person. During one of my 3 a.m. scrolls when I'm done peeing, I was looking, I was like scroll, like Facebook has the craziest reels. Like, I don't know
I
what my
them.
Algorithm is, but like some of that shit, I'm like, I have to hide this. This is very triggering.
Yes. Like there they're was, almost like frightening.
Yes. Yeah. There was a dad. It was a he lives in Tennessee. He has two little girls and he had a pack. 5 dogs, like Dobermans.
I just saw this. They were in the driveway.
They were in
the driveway.
The driveway. And that okay. those fucking dogs, like they were born and trained to
yes.
protect those little girls,
yeah.
right? Great.
I saw them walk down the driveway.
Fascinating. And like the dad, there was a video and the dad got up and like walked to the two neighbors that came over, shook their hands, probably talking
yes.
shit. His little girl followed them, like the dogs like, got up.
As soon as the little girl started walking, the dogs
walked
got up and walked with her.
With her,
yeah,
and when they realized it was safe,
yeah,
and the dog, they sat back. I was like, holy fucking shit,
yeah,
which is like great and all, but there's still, and people are gonna come at me with the dog thing, but there's still something in the back of my mind, like, there's still animals, like, I just don't,
yes,
I would, like, I god forbid one day, you don't know, like, I've heard stories before where, like,
my dog
family
bit
dogs,
Sid.
Family dogs, like, you just, they're still wild animals, like,
they
I
are
can't,
animals when the kids were little. Especially, and we had an incident where our dog bit Sydney.
Yeah. Which one?
The Akita.
Oh.
So it wasn't
Akita. Is that a kind of dog or
no,
is that the name?
Akita, not Akita. our Akita.
What is Akita?
It's an Akita is a breed of dog. It was years ago, so he was like 5 years old.
I thought that
old.
Was the name of it. It's like an American gladiator female name. I have no idea.
It was, an Akita is the type of dog it was. And this was our family dog, and the dog was amazing. And it used to let the kids ride her like a horse.
Right.
But she was face first into a bucket of cream cheese that she got out of the garbage somehow.
That was me last Saturday after
Sydney went and pet her, and she didn't.
Yeah.
Listen. And I remember the police officer that night being like, listen, if this dog wanted to, he could have like ripped off her face.
Horrifying.
But she snapped and she probably got nervous. Sid went up to her, pet her in the dark. I don't know. She was like 4 years old. I don't know why she walked on the stairs. We still don't. I mean, she was a baby.
You don't know. And I don't care how well trained these dogs are. I just don't. There's something about it.
I'm 100% because this dog was all about our family.
Right. Of course.
So
I had a big fear of dogs when I was little because I remember specifically walking with my dad and my brother in Queens. That's where we used to live. We were walking down the block, and we were little, and my dad was holding each of our hands because we're only 11 months apart. And I saw a dog, a big giant, run across the street. I remember my dad picking me and my brother up.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, you know what? I'm like, I ain't fucking with these fucking.
Listen,
things.
It only takes like one or two times. Time usually for someone to be like, I'm happy that Sid is like fine with animals.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm not thankfully. Into it. And so. You know what? Like, really bothers me.
What?
And I'm gonna get you. It doesn't bother me. Like, I get it. It's they're part of the family. But, like, I am so over animals everywhere at weddings. Like, the signature drink signs. Oh. The fat heads. Like, listen, I know they're part of your family, but, like, I just...
People love their pets.
I know they do. And I do want them to be, but I just, like, I just can't.
But the thing is, like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I have very conflicting thoughts about that. Because on one hand, I'm like, does anyone understand the scope of, like, your love for your animal that they have? Like, I think it's cute if you have, like, your dog be, like, the little ring bearer. Like, that's cute. It's cute. And then the dog doesn't stay for the whole thing. But I'm always like, like, when you have actual things at your wedding that represent the animal, does anybody else understand that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I will say, there was... my sister's dog Francis just passed away, and I was devastated. I was like, "How can I?" That wasn't even my. It was like he would come over every day. Scarlett would like ride him like a horse. And there were times where I'm like, "Is he gonna like? He'll be fine." And they're like, "No, he's gonna be totally fine." But like, I still like. I'm just like, you know, okay. There is a company, Love and Leashes, Emily and Tracy, amazing, and it's a company that comes and they sit your dog. They bring them to the wedding. They're there with treats so they can take pictures of them, and they'll leave because most of the time, I think it's a state.
It's a law not in really a place for.
Well, it's a law in New York State that animals can't be around like food.
Yes.
So a lot of venues
unless
will
it's
let
like
them
a service
come.
Dog.
Yeah, they'll, yeah. Yes. They'll let them come on the outside or they'll come in for a little bit, but they have to leave like during the start of cocktail hour when there's food being served.
That makes sense.
100% makes sense.
I mean, the boat salad.
The Doberman salad that I had on your fucking yacht.
Wasn't my Doberman.
Anyway. I got my eyebrows powder browed. They're healing and they're starting to fade a little bit.
They look fabulous.
But that's because they're scabbing and I put this yellow cream on it. That's why it looks a little bit yellow. But next week, they'll be like dark and more like voluptuous. So I got them powder browed. My friend Jackie, Premier Brow, amazing.
Yeah, I remember you said.
They're going
to start. They don't look yellow to me.
Well, I have, because I have makeup on today, but yesterday I just had the ointment on and I looked like my face was fucking yellow. I'm like, no. And me and Jackie, I was laying there and she was like doing my eyebrows and I'm like, Jackie, I'm like, I remember back in the day, and I did a story about this. It got me to thinking, back in the day when I used to get my fucking nails done, I used to pay $5 to go lay down on some crusty ass bench in the back of the nail salon. And they used to go into this wax bowl with a popsicle stick. Like, this wax has been there forever. It's touched multiple people's body parts.
Yuck.
And wax my eyebrows. I wanted them like Christina Aguilera, genie in a bottle, paper fucking thin, no eyebrow.
I never
less
wanted
is,
that.
Less
but
is
I know
best.
That was a thing.
I wouldn't, and now I'm going and I'm getting my eyebrows tattooed on and getting a fresh and like every year. It's crazy. So what are some beauty trends that you did back in the day that you would never fucking do? Mine is $5 waxing at the nail salon. Jackie, you know what Jackie said? And she, brilliant. Remember the, like, I don't know what brand it was, but the foundation, the mousse foundation that you would, and you have to like rub it in with like, your hand.
I did not use that one. But don't forget too, we're 10 years.
Right. So what was some shit
like,
that you did back
know.
In the day?
I don't know.
Don't fucking tell me nothing, bitch.
I didn't say nothing. So I used to do black eyeliner and then black eyeliner like on the bottom, which I know some people still
do
that.
People still do that.
Yeah, but I don't look good. As I'm getting older, I'm noticing less makeup is a little bit better than more makeup. So I still do my eyeliner, you can see.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I do, like, nice wing. It's very tiny. Like, I don't do anything crazy. Yeah. But I, right now, you know what I'm really big on right now?
What?
Which I'm actually loving, and I hate foundation.
What?
The MAC, the Illuminator, the skin tint. Amazing.
You have to send that to me.
I have to say, I've used two different ones. I used to have the Tula one, which is nice. But the MAC one, I have the illuminating one, and it makes my skin look
glowy.
Your
skin
always looks
glowy.
Good. I don't have any highlighter on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I always do a highlighter.
And this is another thing. I just learned how to put this stuff on, too. Like, you don't put it on, like, regular foundation. You just take the brush and, like, pull it. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. See, I'm an excessive person.
No, you put it on, but then you don't, like, what is it? Stipple it in? Like, you don't...
I get it, yeah.
You don't do that. You, like... I don't know. But I'm, like, trying to think, like...
I had a million. I used to put my makeup on and dark in the dark.
Oh.
In my bed. I used to bring my shitty ass makeup bed in my bed and put my makeup on because I was too tired to go to
bed. If I showed you pictures of me in high school, you'd be like, I don't see a lot of like I did makeup, but it was mostly just like an eyeliner and a mascara and that was it.
My generation used to do the white.
Oh, we did that. But like inside.
No, the under, people still do that. The white under. Mm-hmm. What is that fucking waterline?
But that left a little for a little bit.
It's like the white or blue. Mm-hmm. Blue mascara.
Mm-hmm. I hated blue mascara.
What the fuck was that about? I used to put my foundation on with my fingers. And my friend Steph fucking still does that.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out, bitch. If you're watching this, you fucking do that, bitch.
I feel like a lot of people still do that.
Eyeshadow with your fingers. Oh, yeah, with you.
Well, because who had brushes?
Right.
I had no brushes.
Now there's like a $60 brush for everything.
We were using
this is the brush for your lower cheekbone.
Yeah, exactly.
$60. Go fuck yourself.
You had the brush that came in the little whatever you bought.
Yes.
So if the eyeshadow, it was that
Which
brush.
Which did nothing. Which did absolutely nothing.
What was like?
Obviously, I used to tan every fucking day of my life, you know?
And then finally, you were just like.
Yeah. Did you ever have thin eyebrows? That was a thing.
Never. Nope.
Never on trend?
No, because my grandmother when I was a kid goes, Corinne, I'm going to tell you two things. Shh. One, always put cream on your neck. Don't forget your neck. Number two, don't touch your eyebrows.
But I feel
Look, my eyebrows hideous. Like, honestly, just tell me.
No, you have beautiful eyebrows.
I don't do
They're
anything
fine.
To
Yeah,
them.
That's insane to me.
So I pencil them in a little bit.
I got to bring a picture of myself up.
Wait, no, seriously. Like, if people out there, if you're like, your eyebrows are disgusting, please tell me. So I do like to go and get them threaded.
It's the twats. Please come at us.
Please come at us. I do like to go get threaded. But that one time, I told you that one time I went to the mall in Bayshore to get threaded, where I always go. I walked in. This woman could have taken me out back and beat the shit out of me. And it would have felt fucking better than what she did to my eyebrows.
Let me fucking tell you. I got my eyebrows threaded one
it was
time.
Horrible.
And I remember. And like, listen, I've given birth.
But
like,
no, I was going. And I never had an issue. The one time I went to this woman, I left and my face was I was like.
That's when they put it in their mouth, right?
Like basically crying. They put it in their mouth.
Whenever I got eyebrows threaded, they
have you
not,
met me?
It wouldn't touch me, but like they hadn't like. La, 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 la. I was like, is that not right?
It's no, she has it
original. Oh no! So then I went somewhere.
It's not, and then they tell you to like hold your eyebrow up, and I'm like, how? Meanwhile, I'm sitting like this, and she's like, and I'm like, okay, because I don't remember like how to do it.
I want to find a picture of myself.
Like I'm
back
kind
in
of
the
like
day.
A moron like that. I don't have like a mem.
We know. Hold on, let me find. I gotta find a picture of my thin ass eyebrows because like that back in the day.
Gianna, do you have any pictures of me? Go onto the Facebook and go into the.
Do you know that when I was younger, I said to my mom, like I couldn't obviously. I'm like, mom, I want to go and get my eyebrows waxed. And my mom said no. So you know what I fucking did? I went upstairs. I took a big razor and I took them to my eyebrows. And I remember walking outside after she told me no. And the neighbor looked at me and looked at my mom. And then my mom said, okay, I'll take you next week to get them done when they grow back in. I'm like, bitch, yes, that's what happened. See? I also wanted to get my hair highlighted when I was little. And she told me no. So I poured hydrogen peroxide in my fucking hair. And I turned orange.
What do you like? I don't know. I don't even know.
Me?
Let me see. That's me from 2009. Gianna's showing you.
Oh my god, you look like Gianna. Show them.
Come here, Gianna.
Show them right now.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting it. Can you see? Wait.
I mean, you look beautiful.
That was when, like, oh, you're getting text messages. You're getting a warning. Oh, it's she, and she's getting a warning. You haven't purchased from us in a while, Gianna. What's
yeah, happening? Gianna.
You wanted cheap clothes?
You don't do that anymore, right?
Meh. She's like, meh.
Anyway, so that was like the crazy beauty trends I used to do. Shit that I will never do again. Blue mascara.
Ours was like, I feel like mine, I don't know. I mean, maybe my friends can attest to something else. But like, I feel like my makeup was pretty basic. Like, I did the eyeliner. Right. I wasn't really into like a lot of shadows. Like, I did some lip gloss, lipstick, like something, nothing crazy. Yeah, I wasn't really into the lip smackers,
frosting lipstick, the vanilla cake.
No, because that's by the time you're 18, I'm already 28. Wow. And having a baby.
Old ass hoe.
Yeah, when you graduated high school, I literally had Gianna.
I was in the tanning salon smoking my cigarettes, and you were a mom.
Smoking my cigarettes.
And now here we are.
I was a mom and smoking my cigarettes.
You were a mom and smoking your cigarettes?
When I had Gianna, I stopped smoking.
Yeah.
When I got pregnant with Gianna, I stopped smoking.
I stopped smoking.
And then after I had Gianna, I think I stayed smoke-free for like 6 months.
And then the stress of motherhood just took
over. All our friends smoked. And I was like, I gotta have
a cigarette. That was also a thing back in the day.
Huge. No one really, everybody
now it's
smoked.
Like vaping. And I feel like vaping is like.
Whenever I see poopy.
Wait, what? Whenever you see a pee-pee?
No.
Is this like a.
Shut up.
Jenna, should you leave
them? Whenever I see people smoking. I'm like, do they
people know do that?
I go, does anyone know that it's 2025? Who the fuck smokes anymore?
I'll be in the car with Scar and the window will be down. Be nice day and I smoke. I'm like, oh my God, who smokes does that these days?
Who smokes anymore? But there are like, people
grow
that
up
smoke.
And vape. Vape is just as
no,
bad for
that's
you, though.
Gross.
Disgusting.
I vaped.
We had a smoking
for a minute.
Corner at high school.
Everyone has a smoking corner. It was like the handball courts.
And I remember like the bad girls used to smoke in the bathroom.
No, I was like socially as like a senior smoker, but then I didn't really start smoking like college. Buying my own packs until I was like 20 years old.
No, same here. I was bad. It was disgusting. I can't believe I did that to myself. It was so awful. And now I look back on it as a mom, like my mom must have been so heartbroken when I used to walk in the house and smell like cigarettes.
Paul has like the worst picture of me smoking.
Smoking cigarettes.
I'm like hungover standing outside our apartment in Oakdale.
Yeah.
And I'm like sunglasses on. I'm basically this and I'm like.
Oh my God. So trashy.
So trashy.
What was your favorite brand?
Marlboros.
I was Marlboro Menthol, the green one.
Yeah, I smoked the gold one.
What were the ones that you had to snap the end up and then it's like a little treat?
I don't know, but I was really big on clove cigarettes. Did you ever smoke a clove?
No.
Oh my God, I used to love those. I used to feel like so cool. I'd be like.
All the bad kids
and they
smoke
smelled
Newports.
So
like the bad
My sister
kids.
Smoked Newports.
Yeah, I could see Danielle smoking them, ripping a fucking Newport. But all like the smokers, like the hardcore smokers that like didn't
or
Parliament
like
Lights,
Reds.
Or Parliament Light, which is like, wow, you're really like smoking. You really enjoy it.
I feel like Parliament Lights was like the chick cigarette.
Or that's like the cigarette you steal from your like dad's dresser
the
drawer.
Parliament Lights had like a little hole in the top, remember?
No, I don't.
Like if you had the cigarette in your hand, it had like a dip in the, I don't know what the hell. Now I'm like, fuck, should we go get a cigarette?
I'm feeding it. I went out with my girlfriends last Friday and me and my friend Lisa.
Wait, did you smoke a cigarette?
No, me and my friend. Oh. Because I had my wisdom. I said to my friend Lisa, I'm like, I would fucking smoke a cigarette tonight, but my wisdom tooth.
I can't do it.
I suck it. I remember I took a drag of a cigarette at my bachelorette party and I was like.
Yeah, I smoked half a cigarette at my dad's wake.
I don't know how I could do it.
With a lot of my family members, like, because it was just like, we were like, let's have a cigarette.
Yeah.
And my dad was a smoker back in the day, not now.
Yeah.
Not when he passed, but like. I smoked like half of it and I looked at Paul and I go, I'm gonna throw up.
And then you get like lightheaded now.
I
was like,
I was
wow.
like, this is disgusting. How did I do this for years?
Sometimes.
Decades.
I know it's like so bad. And like Surgeon General's warning, we really like, you should not be smoking a cigarette. But you know that Ben
or
Affleck
vaping.
Meme?
I think vaping's lame.
The Ben Sorry. Affleck meme when he's like this, like with the cigarette in his hand, like that was like to my friend Lisa, I'm like, I need to fucking, like, let's just go have a fucking cigarette.
Yeah. Because sometimes, but I don't get a craving for the actual cigarette.
Yeah.
It's the motion. Of holding like the whole,
yes.
It's so weird. What is
Sometimes
disgusting
I'll
topic?
Realize I'm like, I don't know. I'm done. Sick and tired. We are trash. We are disgusting. Don't fucking smoke.
Don't follow our footsteps.
I'm going to go brush my teeth because I feel that disgusting. I'm done. My thick is my first wedding of the season is this Friday. Seacliff Manor, Laversa and Gary. I'm super excited about it.
Oh my God.
She's freaking out about the weather, but I told her, I'm like, I'm so it begins. I was watching the weather. It's going to be fine. Rich Hoffman said this morning it's going to be beautiful.
Rich Hoffman.
I'm excited. We have a lot of time baked into the day. And it's going to be great. My tired is when people don't let me finish a fucking sentence. I just had to do my confirmations. I just had like a weird phone call conversation. Why'd you look at her? Do I not let you finish your sentence?
What?
When I said my tired is making, when I don't
want to finish your sentence. I was going to finish your sentence.
You looked at Gianna.
I was going to cut you off as a joke. That's why I looked at Gianna and I was like.
But I was calling to, I'm not going to mention names, but I was calling to confirm. And like, I've been doing this for almost 10 years. And I consider, like, I know logistics. Like, that's why people hire me.
You are
and the
logistics.
Woman on, I am logistics. And the woman on the phone was like, we just like to be very precise because, you know, I'm like, you heard me. I was like, I know. I'm like, I've been doing this for almost 10 years. I completely feel the same way. Like, you're the most important.
Yeah.
Do you feel like she was talking to me like, I don't know how, I don't understand.
Well, here, to be fair, just to play devil's advocate, seriously.
Yeah.
Some people have a really hard time relinquishing control. But if that's the case, perhaps a coordinator is not the way to go.
No, I get it. No, this was a vendor and I get it. But like,
oh, wait, yes. What?
This is a vendor that I was calling to confirm and I get it. There are coordinators out there that I've been told multiple times by transportation vendors that I am the best coordinator because I get it. Like, I get fucking logistics. I do. I get it. There are some people out there that are coordinators that charge $400 for their services and they were a bride themselves and they feel like they can fucking do what I do and then they really don't understand or can wrap their head around a wedding day, which is fine.
This, by the way, makes so much more sense now because I thought the whole time that you were talking about a bride.
And I think I've worked with this person before and I don't, that's weird. And they were in affiliation with somebody, so I called up, I was like, hey, I'm like, do they know? Like, right. I work, like, I don't know. It's just like, I just like, it just got to, the way I was spoken to was like really weird to me. And it's like my first, like, I know what I'm doing here. I know the deal.
Yes.
Oh, make sure you call me back because we need to make this sure this is, I'm like, I know, like, trust me.
Right.
Like, what do you think I'm going to do?
We get that in here too. When like people come in like that or like bridesmaids.
Yes.
I understand. I get that you've just gotten married. I understand that. You're coming into a store. Just because you got married and went bridal dress shopping doesn't make you a stylist.
I have my bride this Friday. She's like, well, they're saying this
I just
early,
think it's a relinquish of control.
When this one got married, I'm like, I don't give a fuck when that person got married. It's your fucking wedding day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is her day. Let her have it.
Like, fuck off. Anyway. So that's my thick and tired, bitch. What's yours?
So my thick is that I'm not going to say all the details. But my thick is that I'm pretty positive that Sydney picked a college.
Oh, yeah. Is she going away?
She's leaving. Yeah, she'll be leaving in the end of the summer.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Where?
I'm not going to say. I'll tell you after. But I don't want to say on the podcast yet because I want, like, we're like 99% sure that that's what she's doing.
Are you okay, Gianna, about this?
So, Gianna goes, oh, yeah,
baby said Scarlett during my dream dress project interviews.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
We need another fucking kid. We'll figure it out. How old's Sam?
She's going to be 17 in November.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What? Okay. So, that's beautiful. Congratulations. Whatever.
Yeah. So that's like a big thing. I am sad because like Sid's very, she's like the noise in the house, right, Gianna?
It's going to be so quiet.
It's going to be so quiet.
Gianna's lighting a stickin' up right now. She's great. She's like, see you later, bitch.
She's like, mom, can I have a martini and a stogie?
Yeah. With stogie. They call them. Can I get a stogie?
Can I get a stogie?
Anyway, fuck smoking. I don't know why we're talking about this. Go ahead.
Yeah,
next.
So anyway. And then my tired is freaking technology.
Oh yeah, you're
I'm so over this shit.
Every time let's give everyone a rundown of what happens with the Thick and Tired podcast. So it's Tuesdays. We film on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Scarlett has school. I pick Scarlett up at 11:30. My babysitter comes at 11:45 because she can only get there at 11:45. Then I mosey my ass out in here, right? I get here around 12:15. I sit down at the table and Corinne brings her laptop up. She tries to get it going. This week, I sounded like fucking Theodore from the Chipmunks. For some reason, my microphone.
For no reason at all.
And like Corinne knows, like although I'm a very extroverted person, I have a I'm like a battery, okay?
She is. She's like the Energizer Bunny. Yes. Except she runs out of energy.
Except I don't keep fucking going.
Yeah, there she doesn't have a drum that keeps
like,
going.
Like, you will know when I am ready. And I am also, Scarlett's like that too. When that bitch is done, she's done. She'll hit the wall and she'll be like, fuck off. I'm time to leave. So mm-hmm. we'll be chatting, like chatting. And all of a sudden, like, Corinne's like, it's happening. And I'm like.
Because people, we've actually been filming with like other people.
Yeah.
And people have been like, okay, Cassie, can we just get? And I'm like, she's done. Like, 100%. I can tell you she's starting to tap out.
Yes.
So I can see her whole face, but I've also known you for a very long time.
Yes.
So I already know, like, what's happening.
She knows my cues. She's like her cues. Mom.
I'm like, I'm all about it. Like, I get
it. She was even trying to get the microphone. She was like, oh, God, we got to hurry up. We got to hurry up. Cassidy, stay wired. Because I was in a very silly mood.
I was like, oh, good. She's got her Celsius over there.
Like, I was in a very silly mood when I came in here. Like, it's me.
And I was kind of grumpy.
Yeah, you're a bitch. But then, like, you know.
I'm not a bitch. Don't tell me.
Anyway, so fuck this. Fuck this technology.
Yeah, so like, yeah, it was a little crazy today with the technology, but it's so funny because there's no rhyme or reason to it.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Like even website things, I'm like, why? Is there like a glitch in the matrix? What is going on?
But we also want you guys to tell us what your thick and tired
are. Yeah, can someone please fucking talk to us? What is happening? Are you not enjoying it? We don't really care. We're going to talk to you anyway. But...
We don't give a fuck what you think. We don't care.
But send us your comments.
Send us your thick and tired.
I want to know who's watching on YouTube.
Yes.
Because we're getting a lot of views and it's funny.
What?
What?
Follow the TikTok.
So we have our own thick and tired TikTok now.
Yes.
So you need to go and follow us on there. Because it's not bridal related per se. So the podcast needs to
Here's how we structure our podcast. Of course, we're going to talk about bridal body positivity and all that stuff.
Yes.
But also, like, we want to keep it towards the end, we'll start going off on a tangent about like other fucking things, like funny shit or things that we're thinking about or whatever. You know, we'll talk about relevant bridal news, bridal trends, wedding dress shit, but then like we're gonna talk about like funny shit like today or whatever, how I used to tan in the tanning salon, whatever. Tell us what you want to talk about.
Yeah, like what is it that you're looking like?
What kind of cigarettes did you smoke?
What's your stogie of choice?
Mental for the trash.
I don't think there's probably smokers that follow us.
Absolutely not. They're all fucking like Gianna's age. They all vape now. They all vape like
I'm telling you, I'm not a vapor. I did it for 2 weeks when I wanted to quit smoking. I switched to vape. Yeah. And I go, 2 weeks in, I go, this is way too much work. I'm never doing this again.
Vaping is just as bad as cigarette smoke. If Scarlett ever came home smelling like cigarette, I would rip her fucking hair out of her head.
What, Gianna, who came home one day and I said, you smell like cigarettes? Have you been smoking?
Ja, have you ever had a cigarette before?
I always smell well. Yes. Off topic.
Yes. Yes, I know what you're going to say.
Menopause. I always smell cigarettes. It's horrendous.
Do you know that sometimes I like a very faint smell of it? Only because my grandpa used to smoke and I used to come at my... Because like back in the day, people used to smoke indoors.
I don't like it.
I don't know. Sometimes it just reminds me of my grandpa and it's really like... But that... Like I need just like a quick whiff of it. I can't sit in a crowd of smoke.
It's not... It's like in my nose. And I was reading all this stuff and like all the symptoms of things that you get from the perimenopause. Like, I get it. I'm going through it. I'm like in the... I'm in the fucking heart of it.
You're in the thick of the
perimenopause. I'm in the thick of it. And I'm like... It's not all the time. It's like a random... Like, I'll smell it for like a couple days and then it'll just go away. Like right now, I don't smell it. No. I was smelling.
Okay, well... Anyway, everyone, I hope you all have a great week. Let us know. Yeah. Follow us on TikTok. Let us know what you wanted us to talk about.
Yeah.
And until next week,
see you next Tuesday.